The enemy of women today in this country is not men. I think that men are fellow victims of the denigration of women, of the generations of denigration of women that is now implicit in women's own denigration of themselves. When a woman is told to make marriage all of life, in a time and a place where no man can possibly expect to make marriage all of life, that woman is by definition going to demand so much of marriage that she is going to find the man inadequate.